الحمد لله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. الله يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. كنا وصلنا إلى الكلام عن رمي الصيد، كنا نتكلم في معاصي البدن، نكمل الكلام في هذا الباب. The past session we were talking about the sins of the body. Let us continue talking about this subject. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ورمي الصيد بالمثقل المذفف، أي بالشيء الذي يقتل بثقله كالحجر. The author said to hunt with something that kills the animal by its weight, such as a stone. من معاصي البدن أن يصطاد الإنسان بما يقتل بثقله لا بحده. Among the sins of the body is for one to hunt using something that kills with its weight and not with its edge. مثل الصخرة والعصا. Like to use a stone, a stick, or the like. ومن ذلك هذا الرصاص المعروف اليوم الذي يستعملونه في الصيد. An example of that is also the bullets that they use nowadays in hunting. لأن هذه تقتل بثقلها لا بحدها. Because these bullets kill out of its weight and not because it has a sharp edge. أما السهم فيقتل بحده. As for an arrow, for example, it kills with its edge. فالصيد بالسهم يجوز، أما الصيد بالرصاص فلا يجوز. So hunting while using arrows is permissible. Using bullets to hunt is not permissible. وما قتله هذا الرصاص فهو ميتة. What is killed by these bullets is considered ميتة. It is not permissible to eat it. أما لو تعطلت حركته فأدرك وفيه حياة مستقرة فذبح يجوز أكله. Now if this prey was hit by the bullets and the bullets did not kill the prey, rather they prevented it from running away, the hunter reaches the prey and slaughters it properly while it still has a sustained life. In this case, it is permissible to eat it. والذبح الذي يحل هو قطع مجرى الماء ومجرى الطعام، مجرى الهواء ومجرى الطعام والشراب. The proper slaughtering takes place by cutting off the wind pipe and the food pipe, both of them. قطعهما بشيء له حد, to cut them off with something sharp, كالسكين, like a knife. غير العظم والسن, other than bones, other than a bone or a tooth. That is, even if the tooth is sharp, you cannot use it to slaughter properly, to cut off the... It's not considered a proper slaughtering. Even if you have a sharp bone, you do not use it to slaughter. This is not considered a proper slaughtering. وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ هَذَا الذَّبْحُ وَفِي حَالِ مَا زَالَ فِي الْحَيَوَانِ حَيَاةٌ مُسْتَقِرَّةٌ. And this slaughtering needs to take place while the animal still has a sustained life. وعلامة ذلك أنه بعد الذبح تشتد حركته ويتدفق دمه. A sign that the animal had a sustained life when you started slaughtering, when you slaughtered it, that after slaughtering it moves strongly, it moves stronger, and the blood comes out in a strong way. قال المؤلف رحمه الله واتخاذ الحيوان غرضا. The author said to use an animal as a shooting target. هذا أيضا من معاصي البدن. This is also among the sins of the body. إذا اتخذ الإنسان شيئا فيه روح هدفا للرماية ليتعلم الرماية ليتدرب, هذا حرام. If someone takes an animal, a target, to learn shooting or to practice shooting, doing that is prohibited. One does not practice shooting on an alive thing, on something that has a soul. وهذا من الكبائر اتخاذ الحيوان غرضا. This is an enormous sin. Doing that is an enormous sin. أليس أحيانا يتدربون على الحمام؟ Don't they sometimes practice on pigeons to learn more, practice how to shoot? This is haram. This is prohibited. قال المؤلف وعدم ملازمة المعتدة للمسكن بغير عذر وترك الإحداد على الزوج. The author said, for the divorced woman or widow who is observing a post-marital waiting period, to inexcusably leave her home, and for such a widow to wear perfumes, dress up, and the like. إذا توفي الزوج يجب على الزوجة الإحداد على زوجها، حرام عليها أن تترك الإحداد. If the husband dies, it is prohibited for the wife to do certain issues. She has to observe something called in Arabic إحداد. الإحداد هو أن تترك الزينة إلى انتهاء العدة. الإحداد means to leave out dressing up until the end of العدة, to the end of the post marital waiting period. إذا مات الزوج الزوجة لا يجوز لها أن تتزوج قبل مضي العدة. If the husband dies, his wife is not permitted to get married except after the عدة ends. هذه العدة 4 أشهر و10 أيام. This period, this post-marital waiting period, is 4 lunar months and 10 days. فإن كانت حاملا العدة تكون إلى وضع الحمل. Except if she is pregnant, then this period ends when she gives birth. في خلال هذه المدة لا بد أن تترك الزوجة الزينة. During this period of عدة, whether it is 4 months and 10 days or it is up till giving birth, the wife needs to leave out dressing up. ليس هناك لون معين عليها أن تتركه، لكن لا بد أن تترك ثياب الزينة. There is not a specific color that she needs to leave out. She can wear any colors she wants, but she does not dress up. يعني تلبس الأبيض أو الأسود أو الأحمر أو غير ذلك. She wears white clothes, red clothes, black clothes, whatever she wants. لكن لا تكون ثياب زينة, with the condition that she does not dress up. حتى الأسود إذا كان للزينة ليس لها أن تلبسه. Even the black clothes, if they were considered fancy ones, then she is not allowed to wear them. وكذلك تترك الطيب. Likewise, she leaves out perfume during this period. وما يقوله بعض الناس من أنه وأما ما يقوله بعض الناس من أنها لا يجوز أن تكشف وجهها على شخص أجنبي أو لا يجوز أن يسمع صوتها رجل أجنبي, هذا ما له أصل. Now what some ignorant people say that when she is observing العدة, she is not allowed to let a marriageable man see her face or hear her voice is invalid. This is not correct. هذا شيء بعض الناس ابتدعه ونسبه إلى الشرع. This is something that some people came up with that does not have any origin in the religion. ينبغي التحذير منه حتى لا يشيع حتى لا يدخل في الدين ما ليس منه حتى لا ينسب إلى الدين ما ليس منه. People need to be aware of this. They need to be warned against this. So they don't think something which is not among the rules of the religion to be a religious rule. هذه المرأة المعتدة لا يجوز لها أن تبيت خارج بيتها. This woman who is observing al-idda, the postpartum waiting, the postmarital waiting period, is not allowed to sleep outside her house. ولا تخرج من البيت إلا لضرورة. She doesn't leave out the house except for a necessity. لكن يجوز أن تخرج إلى بعض جاراتها ثم ترجع فتبيت في بيتها. But it is permissible that she goes out visit some neighbors with the condition to go back and sleep at home. She does not sleep at the neighbor's house, that is. هذا في ملومات الزوج. This is the judgment if the husband dies. إذا مات غير الزوج لا يجوز أن تحد عليه امرأة من أقاربه أكثر من ثلاثة أيام. If other than the husband dies, it is not permissible for any woman among his relatives to make ihdad on him. I will explain what that means. More than 3 days. That is, the women other than wives are prohibited to observe mourning, that is al-ihdad, longer than 3 days for the death of any of their relatives. So observing mourning is an obligation upon the wife. It is not an obligation upon other than the wife. And other than the wife are not permitted to do that for more than 3 days. يعني لو تركت المرأة الزينة أو الطيب من باب الإحداد لأجل الإحداد على ميت غير الزوج بعد 3 أيام أكثر من 3 أيام كان ذلك حراما. So if a woman leaves out dressing up and wearing perfume for more than 3 days to observe mourning, for other than a husband, If she does that with this intention, she would be sinful for that. قال المؤلف وتنجيس المسجد وتقذيره ولو بطاهر. The author said to stain the mosque with a najas filth or to make it dirty even with a pure material. المسجد يحرم تنجيسه ويحرم تقذيره ولو بشيء طاهر. مثل البزاق ونحوه. It is prohibited to stain the mosque with a najas filth, and it is prohibited to stain the mosque with something filthy, even if it is not a najasa, like a spit, for example. ومثل البزاق كذلك ومثل المخاط كذلك. Another example is the mucus. It is not permissible to contaminate the mask with it. المخاط لأنه يجب تعظيم شعائر الله ومن جملة الشعائر المسجد. Because it is an obligation to exalt the rites of Allah. R-I-T-E-S. And among the rites of Allah is the mosques. وقد جرت العادة ومن جملة تعظيم المسجد تبخيره. وقد جرت العادة بتبخير مسجد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كل جمعة بالعود، وهذا من أيام سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه يفعل. Exalting a mosque includes to use al-oud as to burn al-oud so the mosque smells like that. This is something that was done in the masjid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam since the time of our master Umar, since he was a caliph radiyallahu anhu. قال المؤلف والتهاون بالحج بعد الاستطاعة إلى أن يموت. The author said to delay performing Hajj until death while able to perform it when alive. What did he say? Come to Hajj Ali, talk to Hajj Ali. من معاصي البدن أن يكون الشخص مستطيعا للحج فيؤخر الحج إلى أن يموت من غير أن يحج. among the sins of the body is for one to be able to make al-hajj, and despite that to delay making it until al-hajj, until one dies. يعني إذا كان الشخص مستطيعا فلم يحج هذه السنة، كان مستطيعا فلم يحج، أخر الحج إلى سنة مع استطاعته أو إلى سنتين أو إلى ثلاثة، لكنه حج قبل أن يموت، هذا نجا من الإثم، لا إثم عليه، لأن الحج مفروض على التراخي ليس على الفور. أما إن كان مستطيعا أن يحج فأخر الحج ثم مات قبل أن يحج، بموته يكون أثما، كتب عليه الإثم. Which means if someone is able to make al-hajj and he does not make it at the same year, he delays it 1 or 2 years, but then he makes it before he dies, in this case one is not sinful. He escapes the sin. If he is able to go to al-hajj, but he does not go, he delays it, and then he dies before making al-hajj, in this case, he becomes sinful for that by dying without doing al-hajj. لأنه بالموت يكون انتهى وقته، خرج وقته، فيكون أخرج الحج عن وقته مع استطاعته. Because the time for him to fulfill al-hajj ends by his death. So if he does not do it until he dies, then he would be delaying doing this obligation until its time is out, because its time is out by his death. And thus, he would be sinful by that. Allah Ta'ala قال وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. بعضهم قال، أو ابن عباس يعني قال، فأصدق أي أزكي، وأكن من الصالحين أي أحج. What we mentioned is clarified in Al-Quran in Surah Al-Munafiqun, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala orders the believers to spend from which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala endows upon them before they die. And then one would say, oh Allah, I wish that I could have more time to pay az-zakah and fulfill al-hajj. الخلاصة أن المستطيع الذي يستطيع الحج إذا أخر مع الاستطاعة فمات من غير أن يحج بموته يحكم عليه بالفسق. In brief, if one is able to make Hajj and despite that one delays making al-Hajj until one dies without making al-Hajj, by dying one would be judged as an enormous sinner then. هذا إن كان امتنع من الحج بغير عذر. Of course, this is if he does not have an excuse for not performing الحج. مثلا منعوه من الذهاب. For example, he was prevented from doing الحج. You know nowadays, if they do not give you a visa, you cannot go to make الحج. So if they do not give you a visa, for example, this is an excuse. قال المؤلف: والاستدانة لمن لا يرجو وفاء لدينه من جهة ظاهرة ولم يعلم دائنه بذلك. The author said, another excuse, like if someone cannot go to Al-Hajj because on his way there is someone who takes his money unjustly. He cannot go to Al-Hajj except if his money is taken unjustly from him. In this case, this is also an excuse not to go and perform Al-Hajj. And the like. The author said, to take a loan with the inability to pay it back without informing the lender. شخص ليس في حالة الضرورة تعامل مع آخر بالدين بحيث صار للآخر دين عليه. صار للآخر في ذمته دين بالقرض أو بغير القرض، بالقرض أو بالبيع، ليس شرطا يعني فقط بالقرض، وهو يعرف من نفسه أنه ما عنده جهة ظاهرة يوفي منها الدين، لا يعمل، ما عنده عمل يرجو أن يوفي الدين منه، ولا يملك شيئا يوفي منه الدين. في هذه الحال حرام عليه أن يستدين إلا بعد أن يعلم الدائن بحاله. عليه أن يعلم الدائن. إن عرف أن الدائن لا يعلم بحاله حرام عليه أن يستدين من غير أن يعلمه. If someone is not in the state of necessity and he deals with another person, he makes a dealing with another person that entails a debt on his part. That is, because of this dealing, he owes another person a certain amount of money. While he does not have any apparent mean to pay back the debt. He does not work, he does not have a job, he cannot find a job, let's say, and he is poor, he does not have any money. In this case, if the lender does not know about his situation, it is an obligation upon him. He has to tell him about this, his situation before before making the aforementioned deal. لأنه إن لم يخبر الدائن ثم عجز من أين يحصل الدائن ماله وهو عاجز. Because if he does not tell the lender and he is not capable to pay back, then later from where the lender is going to take his money. لذلك يخبره من الأول فإن رضي فشأنه. That's why from the beginning he tells him, I have no job, I do not have money to pay you back. Then that person has the choice either to do the dealing or to refrain from doing it. He needs to tell him about that. Nowadays, many people, they hide that. They do not tell the lender. They do their best to hide it. So they take the money from the person and later, well, we cannot give it back to you. قال المؤلف وعدم إنظار المعسر. The author said to refuse to grant more time for the one who is unable to pay one's debt. إذا استدان الشخص مالا من شخص آخر. If someone owes money to another person, وعجز عن الوفاء, and he cannot pay it back. ما عنده مال يبيعه ليفي, ما عنده شيء. He does not have something that he can sell to pay back the debt. He is unable to pay it back. لا يجوز للدائن في هذه الحال أن يؤذيه. The lender, the one who deserves the money, is not entitled to harm this other person. لا يجوز له أن يحبسه. He is not entitled to jail him. لا يجوز له أن يلازمه. He is not entitled to chase him. Give me my money. Give me my money back. Give me my money back. While he knows that he is unable, he does not have a way, a mean to give him the money back. It is haram for the lender to do that. إنما ينظره. Rather, he gives him more time until he becomes able to pay the debt back. وقد صح في الحديث من أنظر معسرا أو وضع له أظله الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. It is confirmed in the hadith narrated by Muslim from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said, من أنظر معسرا أو وضع له أظله الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Which means the one who grants more time to the person unable to pay back what he has to pay, or reduces the debt that he has to pay, will be such a person that is will be in the shadow of Al-Arsh on the day of judgment, when there would be no other shadow. That is, he is not going to experience the heat of the sun on that day when the sun gets closer to the people. Allah protects him from that heat. مرة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام سمع اثنين يتجادلان في المسجد. Once the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام heard two people arguing in the masjid. ارتفعت أصواتهما and the voices get high. سأل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أيش هذا؟ The Prophet asked about that. What's going on? فعرف أن أحدهما يقتض يأخذ يريد يطالب الآخر بدينه. He knew that one of them was asking the other person to pay him his debt. النبي التفت إلى الدائن وعمل له إشارة بيده يعني سامحه بنصف الدين. فورا ذلك الصحابي سامحه بالنصف بإشارة فقط من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made a sign to that person, to that companion, to reduce the debt up till half of it, down to its half. And that companion immediately did that. He reduced the debt to its half just by one sign from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is a good thing to do. On the other hand, the one who owes others money, he cannot also neglect paying them back. If he is not able, if he does not have enough money to do that, well, he needs to work to do it. He cannot just lay down and say, okay, I am a poor person, I do not have money to pay back my debt. One day, inshallah, I will have enough money and not to work at all, not to do an effort to pay back the debt. No. Rather, one does the effort that one can. And then, whatever Allah will to be, shall be. But one needs to do the effort also. قال المؤلف وبذل المال في معصية. The author said to spend money in disobedience. يعني من معاصي البدن بذل المال في معصية سواء كانت هذه المعصية صغيرة أو كبيرة. Among the sins of the body is to pay money in a sinful way. To pay money to do a sin, whether it is an enormous sin or a small sin. وبذل المال في المعصية من كبائر الذنوب. To pay money to sin, for sinning, is an enormous sin. ويلتحق بذلك أي مما يحرم من بذل المال المال الذي يعطى أجرة للمغني أو للمغنية. And how do I say it? طيب and annexed to that, if you want, is spending the money as a salary for a singer. Which means religiously you cannot give a singer a salary for singing. حتى لو كان الغناء ما فيه معصية. Even if the singing that he or she is doing does not include sinning, does not include bad words, does not include haram instruments, still you do not pay money for that. It is haram to pay money as a salary for that purpose. لو أعطى الإنسان المغني هبة المال يجوز، أما من باب الأجرة فلا. If one gives the singer money as a gift, it is permissible. But as a salary, it is prohibited. قال المؤلف: والاستهانة بالمصحف وبكل علم شرعي وتمكين الصبي المميز منه. The author said to belittle the book of the Quran, al-Mus'haf, and every Islamic knowledge, and to enable the child who has not reached the age of mental discrimination to carry the Quran. كل شيء يشعر بالإخلال بتعظيم المصحف أو بترك تعظيمه فهو حرام. Everything that includes lacking the obligatory exalting of al-mushaf or everything that includes not to exalt al-mushaf at all is prohibited. يعني يكون ذلك حراما ويكون من غير أن يكون كفرا ويكون كفرا. So that can be prohibited without being kufr and it can be kufr. Holding al-mushaf without wudu is a sin. But throwing al-mushaf in the garbage is blasphemy. Holding al-mushaf without wudu is a sin. Stepping on al-mushaf while knowing that it is al-mushaf is blasphemy. وكذلك ينطبق نفس الحكم على كتب العلم الشرعي. The same rule applies to the books of the religious rules. كتب الفقه والحديث والتفسير. The books of fiqh, the books of hadith, the books of interpretation of Al-Quran. وحتى الورقة الواحدة التي فيها قرآن أو علم شرعي ينطبق عليها نفس الحكم. Even one paper, if it has Quran in it or religious knowledge, the same ruling applies to it. ويدخل في ذلك تمكين الصبي المميز المحدث من المصحف لغير حاجة الدراسة. Among these prohibited things is to allow a child who reached the age of mental discrimination to hold al-mushaf without having wudu for other than the purpose of studying in it. You remember we said if a little child is studying in al-mushaf, he is at the age of mental discrimination, then it is permissible to let him do that. I am talking about a different situation. He is in the stage of mental discrimination. He does not have his wudu. You do not let him carry al-mushaf for other than studying. You do not want to walk and go and get al-mushaf. You tell the little boy, go and get it for me. This is prohibited. Because he does not have his wudu, and he is not holding it to study in it. Rather, he is holding it to bring it to you. أما لحاجة الدراسة وحمله إلى مكان الدراسة مكان التعلم فيجوز أن يمكن الصبي المميز من ذلك إن لم يكن على وضوء يعني. Now for such a little boy or girl to carry al-mushaf without having wudu to study in it or to take it to the place where this child is learning without having wudu is permissible. This is an exception. You can let him do that. You are not sinful for letting him take it without having wudu for this purpose. لأن الصبي الصغير إذا قيل له كلما أراد الدراسة جدد وضوءك قد يترك الدراسة. Because the little child, if you tell the child every while when he or she loses the wudu, make wudu again before you study in al-mushaf, make wudu again before you carry al-mushaf, in many cases this child leaves out studying. لذلك خفف في حكمه في الشرع. This is why in the rules of the religion the ruling is easier in this case. قال المؤلف وتغيير منار الأرض أي تغيير الحد الفاصل بين ملكه وملك غيره والتصرف في الشارع بما لا يجوز. The author said, to unjustly change property line markers, that is, to change the markers between one's own property and that of others, and to use the street for that which is not lawful. إذا غير الإنسان حدود الأرض حتى يدخل من أرض جاره في أرضه يكون وقع في ذنب عظيم. If the person changes the property markers, so he makes to make his property wider. He takes from the property of his neighbor to make his property wider. In this case, one would be committing an enormous sin. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبر أن مثل هذا ملعون. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us that the one who does that is damned. وأنه يوم القيامة هذه الأرض التي أخذها بغير حق تكون كالطوق في رقبته. And on the day of judgment, this piece of land that he took it unrightfully becomes like a ring in his neck. That is, he would be swollen by this land, and it becomes around his neck. It surrounds his neck. كذلك التصرف في الشارع بما لا يجوز حرام. Likewise, to use the street for something which is not permissible, in a way, in a prohibited way, is prohibited. مثلا يعمل الواحد في الشارع شيء يضر بالمارة. Like for one to make in the street something that hurts the people who pass. مثلا يأخذ جزءا من الشارع يبني فيه شيئا. Like to take a part of the street and build something in it. For example, for him. أو أن يمنع غيره بغير حق من استعمال جزء من الشارع. Or to prevent other than him unrightfully to use a part of the street. بعض الناس يجعلون قسما من الشارع كأنه ملك لهم. Some people they make part of the street as if it is their ownership. لا أحد يفعل فيه شيئا إلا بإذنهم. No one does anything there except with their permission. مثلا هو متى ما شاء يقف يبيع في تلك البقعة، وإذا أراد غيره أن يبيع فيها لا يسمح له إلا أن يعطيه مالا مثلا. Like some people do, they sell in one place and later when they leave that space they do not let anyone else use it except if they pay them a certain amount of money. This is haram, this is prohibited. The street is for everyone. So you use it for your benefit. And then once you are done, you cannot prevent others from using it. Does this happen here? Things like that? It happens. Tell us, don't go into details. Just I'm asking if it happens. قال المؤلف واستعمال المعار في غير المأذون له فيه أو زاد على المدة المأذون له فيها أو أعاره لغيره. The author said to use a borrowed item in other than what one is permitted by its owner, to keep it longer than permitted, or to lend it to someone else without permission. إذا أعارك الإنسان شيئاً، إنسان شيئاً، وقال لك استعمله في كذا فقط. ليس لك أن تستعمله في غير ذلك. If someone lends you something and he tells you use it in such matter, just in that, you are not permitted to use it in something else. مثلا يعيرك حصانا لتركبه لا تنقل عليه الحجارة. For example, he lends you a horse to ride. He tells you, ride it, just to ride it. You do not use it to transfer stones from one place to another, for example. كذلك إذا أعارك الشخص شيئا لمدة لا يجوز لك أن تزيد على المدة المعينة بلا إذن. Likewise, if someone lends you something for a specific period, you are not entitled to use it for more than that period without his permission. كذلك لا يجوز لك أن تعيره لغيرك بغير إذنه. Likewise, it is not permissible for you to lend it to another one without his permission. مثلا أعارك كتابا ثم جاء صديقك إلى عندك فنظر في الكتاب فأعجبه. لا تقول له خذه مثلا إلى أسبوع ثم ذاك يأتي من يقول له خذه إلى يومين وهكذا. For example, you borrow a book from someone and another person comes, he looks at it, mashallah, he tells you this is a nice book. You tell him, okay, you can take it for a week. You cannot do that without the permission of the owner. It's not yours. MashaAllah, one time I got a notebook back after 5 years. Yeah, well, because at one point I lost where it was. Yani, it was lost even. And then later, I found it after 5 years. So since then, I learned something. I learned to make another copy. I didn't learn not to lend it, no. Just to have another copy of it. طيب. قال المؤلف وتحجير المباح كالمرعى والاحتطاب من الموات والملح من معدنه والنقدين وغيرهما والماء للشرب من المستخلف وهو الذي إذا أخذ منه شيء يخلفه غيره. The author said to prevent others from using what is permissible, unowned, yani, such as preventing others from grazing their animals in unowned meadow. Similarly, it is sinful to prevent others from collecting firewood from the unowned land, or from extracting salt, gold, silver, and other resources from their unowned origin, or from using drinking water from a self-replenishing source. من معاصي البدن الكبيرة تحجير المباح. شيء الناس فيه شركاء لا يجوز لشخص أن يستبد فيه. شيء حكمه في الشرع أن الناس شركاء فيه. لا يجوز لشخص أن يستبد به ويمنع غيره من الاستفادة منه. If there is something in the religion that is public, if you want, for everyone, it is not permissible for someone to prevent others from benefiting from it. مثل شواطئ الأنهار like the river banks. هذه ليست مملوكة لإنسان معين. These are not owned by a specific person. ففي حكم الشرع ليس لأحد أن يستبد بها ويمنع غيره من الاستفادة منها. So religiously, it is not permissible for someone to control it and prevent others from benefiting from them, from it. مثل شواطئ البحار لا يجوز الاستبداد بها. Like the beaches, it is not permissible for someone to take a part of the beach and to prevent others from using it. كذلك الأرض المباحة, الأرض المشاع. Likewise, the land which is unowned. يجوز أن أرعى فيها ماشيتي ويجوز أن ترعى فيها ماشيتك. It is permissible for me to take my animals to graze there, and it is permissible for you to take your animals to graze there. إذا منع واحد إنسان البقية من الرعي في هذه الأرض حرام عليه. It is prohibited for someone to prevent others from grazing their animals in such piece of land. في الماضي كان بعض الظلمة هكذا يفعل. In the past, some unjust people used to do that. كان يقول أحدهم هذه الأرض حمى لي, لا أحد يرعى مواشيه فيها إلا أنا. He would say this land from here to there. He says he puts limits. He would say, he used to say, this is only for my animals. No one else grazes them. هذا حرام. This is prohibited. كذلك الأرض التي هي موات مشاع يجوز أن أخذ منها الحطب ويجوز أن تأخذ منها الحطب. Likewise, if a land is unowned, it is permissible for me to take the dead wood, the firewood from it, and it is permissible for you to do that also. I cannot prevent others from taking the firewood from that land. كذلك إذا أرض كان فيها ملح وهي ليست مملوكة لأحد, يجوز أن أستخرج منها الملح ويجوز أن تستخرج منها الملح. ليس لأحدنا أن يستبد بذلك ويمنع غيره منه. Likewise, if there is a land that contains salt in it and it is unowned, it is permissible for me to extract the salt from it, and it is permissible for you to do that. Religiously, this is the ruling. No one is entitled to say, I prevent others from extracting salt from this land. نعم حاج. المشاع الموات يعني التي ليست مملوكة لأحد. مش الشركة. لا حاج. إذا قلت المشاع اكتبوا الموات بدل المشاع, واضحة ما فيها لبس. مشاع من الشيوع حاجة. أما لو قلت شركة على المشاع بيكون شيء تاني. ومثل الملح باقي المعادن. And the same rule applies to other resources. Just like salt. Silver, gold, iron, copper, whatever. بعض الملوك والأمراء في الخليج يظنون أن كل هذا النفط الذي يخرج ملك لهم خاص بهم يوزعونه كما يشاءون، ليس هكذا. Some rulers in the Gulf area, they think that all the oil that comes out from there is theirs. That is, they own it. They distribute it the way they want. This is not the case. ويمنعون أحدا من استخراجه إلا بإذنهم. And they prevent anyone to take it out except with their permission. يوم القيامة الله أعلم إيش يقولون يوم القيامة. إيش يقولون. On the day of judgment, what are they going to say? كذلك الماء الذي احتفره الشخص، حفره الشخص فاستخرجه في أرض موات، حفر بئرا فاستخرج خرج منها ماء، وكان هذا الماء كلما أخذ منه شيء يخلفه غيره. في هذه الحال ليس له أن يمنع غيره من الشرب من هذا الماء. If someone digs a well in an unowned piece of land and water comes out because of that, and this water was in a way that if you take from it, another water replaces it. In this case, he is not permitted, the one who dig that well, is not permitted from preventing others. He does not have he is not entitled to prevent others from drinking from that water. He cannot say no one drinks from this well. He takes his needs and he does not prevent others from drinking from it. They take their need to drink from that water. وهذا معنى الحديث المسلمون شركاء في ثلاث في الماء والكلاء والنار. This is what the hadith المسلمون شركاء في ثلاث في الماء والكلاء والنار means. يعني الكلاء الحشيش الذي ترعاه البهائم، المقصود به الحشيش الذي هو في أرض موات ليست مملوكة لأحد، والماء الذي هو ليس مملوكا لأحد، والنار التي اشتعلت في أرض ليست مملوكة لأحد. هذا المراد بالحديث، أنا أقتبس منها وغيري يقتبس منها. This hadith, if it is translated literally, someone might translate it by saying the Muslims are partners in three things: water, grass and fire. Truly it is referring to what we were talking about, the grass that exists in a land unowned, the fire that That started in an unowned land. And the water that exists in an unowned land. This is what it refers to. أَمَّا لَوْ كَانَ أَنَا عِنْدِي أَرْضِ مِلْكِي فَاحْتَفَرْتُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَخَرَجَ الْمَاءُ هَذَا الْمَاءُ يَكُونُ لِي. Now if I have a piece of land which is mine and I dig in this land and water comes out, this water would be mine. أَوْ إِذَا أَخَذْتُ مِنَ النَّهْرِ فِي إِنَاءٍ مَاءً وَحُزْتُهُ هَذَا الْمَاءُ يَكُونُ لِي. Likewise, if I take water from the river in a container, once I take it in the container, it becomes mine, the amount which is in the container. So the hadith referred to the unowned land. If a fire starts in it, I can use it, and you can use it also. I can lit. I can light from it a piece of wood, and you can light from it a piece of wood if you want. That's what the hadith means. The grass that grows in my land is mine. So the hadith refers to the unowned land that we were talking about. Okay, خلونا نوقف هون. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إن كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, go ahead. يا ربي. لا بيتملك فيه يتملك البئر، أما الأرض كلها بمجرد حفر البئر لا. لا بد من إحيائها. حفر المجرد حفر البئر ليس إحياء للأرض. If one digs a well in an unowned piece of land, this would not be enough for him to own the land by that. He might own the well, but not the land. تفضل. I know you are tired, subhanallah. And I don't feel comfortable to give you any remark about you talking at the end of the day after. I know that, but I cannot hear if you keep talking. Allah yubariku feekum. Allah yukrimukum. So please, Allah yajzikum al khair. Let's hear the questions. Except if you want, I can say, I don't think you want to that we skip questions. And this is not what you want. Tfaddal habib. على الشط ليس له أن يمنع الناس من الوصول إلى البحر من استعمال الشاطئ. من له هذا؟ أين هذا مبني؟ على الشاطئ أم بعيدا عن الشاطئ؟ كل شيء فيه إعانة على المعصية حرام. لا. لا 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 بمعنى أنه لا تهان اللغة العربية. كيف تهان لغة المصحف هذه؟ لما سمعت بهذا لا. إنما يقولون يسن. طيب نشوف نرجع لبعدين أو نرجع ما شاء الله. If someone goes to the doctor, okay, eye doctor, and he is a male, to prevent khalwa, can you ask the assistance? Well, this is the same question, repeating again and again, and I will ask, inshallah, and get back to you with the answer. Also, for the elevator, if there is a male in the elevator with another male or female, the same question. I will ask and get back to you, inshallah. If there is a room made of glass, can a man and a woman sit in there with the door shut? If it is a place where people frequently pass, if they see them in a way that they are not alone, and in a way that they do not do anything, they would not do anything indecent usually, then yes. What is an example of an excuse for someone to be able to be in khalwa? Let's say you are in a dangerous place, you find a Muslim woman in that dangerous place, and it is dangerous to leave her alone there, then you can stay with her to protect her. If you want, that's an answer. If someone slept after al-Zuhr came in and set his alarm and believed he would wake up and he did not hear it at all and woke up in the middle of al-Asr time, what is the judgment? Is he sinful? He is not sinful. He thought he will wake up. When a woman makes sujood, where should her hands be? Does she put her elbows on the floor? No, She brings her elbows to her side. This is what she do. She does not. For the man, it is better to take, when he makes sujood, to take his elbows away from his side. For the woman, it is better for her to bring her elbows to her side. And to put the hands next to the head, not to put the hands back, for example, or a lot ahead. It's better to put them next to the head. Putting a piece of paper in a religious bag, book. What's the judgment? Permissible. Putting a book over another open book, which are religious books, what's the judgment? Not permissible. You cannot open a religious book and then open another one on top of it. Because like this you are using the lower one like a table or something like that. This is not exalting the religious book properly. What if you know that the owner of this item accepts that you lend it to someone? If you know, really know, that the owner does not mind to give it to someone else, to lend it to someone else, go ahead and do it. When a woman's husband dies, some people in Harar claim that she is not supposed to put oil in her hair while she is in her postmarital period. Is this true? I'll ask. I never heard about this before. Inshallah. What if it is your own land, okay, and you say nobody should do anything on or even come on it? You can do that. This your land, you say, I don't want anyone to step on my land. It's up to you. You can do it, and people should respect that. It's your land. It's up to you. If someone works in a place where if payment is not received on time, the account is sent to the attorneys for collection. What about calling the owner to remind them? Yeah, why not call the owner to tell them that, to remind them that the payment is due, so they don't ask them to pay more. In the case of paying a salary, what about playing sports? To pay a salary for those who play sports? Well, in these transactions, they do not observe the religious rules, like when those people who play sports, etc. They do not observe the religious rules. The contracts that take place are not valid. Islamically, is there such a thing as a private beach on the sea, that is? On the ocean, next to the ocean? Or no, there is nothing called, there is no private beach. There is no private beach. You can build a cabin, a house, a whatever, close to the beach. But you cannot You cannot have a wall surrounding the area, or not a wall, a fence, or any or marks, and telling the people you cannot step here and reach the ocean from this part. This part of the ocean is mine. This part of the beach is mine. You do not step in religiously. This is not permissible. You cannot do it. This is for everyone. It's not for a specific person. Same thing, the rivers. Sometimes next to a river, they build a... No, I want to say... A cafe. And then they prevent anyone to reach the river from that part. This is also haram. And if someone does that, I do not go to such a place, because I do not encourage someone to do what he's doing like that. What if you eat meat from an animal that was stabbed before it was slaughtered? It depends. If it was stabbed in a way that it did not have a sustained life before slaughtering it, then it is not permissible to eat it. If it has sustained life before slaughtering it, and then it was slaughtered, it is permissible to eat it. If one doubts about that, one does not eat it. أنا ما سامع بها الكلام اللي شو بيقولوا البينة على من ادعى. بارك الله فيكم. وبالولادة Go ahead. Raise your voice, please. What if? Can you get closer, please? So you if you wear it. Yeah, if there is, if it's not in a way imitating woman, it is permissible to wear it. Okay, but go ahead. No, this has more than one thing that needs to be discussed. Now. Later, inshallah, let's talk about it. Go ahead. Yes. Barakallahu feekum. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.